Commissioners, Emery Town Council meeting to order on June 11th, 2025, at 7 p.m. I'll get Kim to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, I don't know if you was able to review the minutes from last month?
Yes, and they look good.
Agreed.
I sent.
And Pat?
Yes, sir.
They look good to you too, the minutes? Or did you?
There was something, but I don't have my thing with me now, so.
We fixed what you were, what you wanted, the volunteer part.
Oh, okay, yeah, then I just finished with the correction there.
Okay. Melissa, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, we're good to you?
Yes.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from the May 14th Town Council.
Second.
It's been motion and second, will the minutes be approved, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. As far as the invoice report this month?
I don't see anything on it. Who is Logan Mortensen, just out of curiosity? I know he must be new on the fire department, but.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike Mortensen.
Yep.
You have to be related there somewhere else.
Is he different here?
Yes, we're going to go back and forth.
I make a motion that we pay the bills?
Second.
Been motion and second that we pay the bills. All in favor, Misty?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Pat?
Aye.
Kim?
Aye.
And we'll pay the bills. Okay, a few things on my end, I guess. All of us are put in for the election candidates, all of your candidates are here today. Nobody else put in except for who was already in place. So I don't know what that means, we may not even have to have an election, I don't know how that works for sure yet.
Yeah, you guys win.
Yeah, we'll see. And we'll see if, I guess.
I voted for you, by the way.
Thanks, Pat.
I think there could be some write-in, I don't know, but anyway. Okay. I was, the insurance rate increases. The EHP increases and they increased. I don't know, it looks like.
It's gonna go straight across and then Rick's gonna pick up the difference.
So that we went straight across from what the employee pays and everything, and Rick will pick up the increase on the insurance.
So did it increase across the board, or just, he just wanted a different plan?
He's the only one we have on insurance.
He's the only one we have on the plan.
So he just wanted to change plans?
Yeah, he wanted to go to traditional, which he had before.
Okay.
So everything stays the same for us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does that need, do you want a motion to approve that, or?
I think so, because it's insurance.
Okay, so moved to approve the change in insurance with Rick picking up the difference?
I'll second that.
Spins. Motion and second that the rate increase on the health benefits for Rick will be accepted with him paying the extra additional portion. All in favor?
Aye.
Kim? Pat?
Aye.
Melissa? Misty?
Yeah, aye. Yes.
Aye. and that we can accept that. We'll move forward with that. And there will be some rate increases on our workman's comp and autos and liability and property, $654 for this upcoming year. I don't know if we really have a choice, but that's what the rate is.
We don't.
So anyway.
Insurances are all, everyone has increased this year.
So now I don't know if that's got to be motion or second, if it's a mandatory thing.
Yeah, I don't think we have a choice.
So, all in favor? Okay.
Are we voting?
A vote, huh?
Are we voting on it?
We better, that's okay. Right. Everybody's in favor of keeping the insurance and accepting the rate increase. All in favor? Misty?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Pat?
Aye.
Kim?
Aye.
And I accept too, so we will move forward to that. As far as couple things that has, I talked to Jeff Gunn earlier today. I think it was last night. But anyway, he's going to meet with me on Friday. They got a grant from the county to extend the internet from the library so they can shoot it to the rec center for free.
Oh, nice.
And then along with that they give two cameras from the sheriff's office along with that, so we can put them, as long as we have power to rec center, we can have cameras pointed to the right areas. So I was going to meet him there Friday morning and just show him what we got and what we need.
That would be fabulous.
So that's awesome, a free benefit or whatever, so that's exciting to me. And there's a proposal for an increase in mayor and council member monthly stipends to the Emily Town purpose. This proposal is to recommend an increase in monthly stipends for the mayor and the town council member Emily appropriately reflecting time, responsibilities, and services to be provided to each community. Currently, the mayor receives $150 a month and each council member receives $100. And rates have remained unchanged for several years despite the increased responsibilities the community requires. Town operations and participate in meetings and community concern. The proposal is hereby proposed that the monthly stipend be increased as follows. Mayor from 100 to 150 to 300, and council members from 100 to 200.
My only concern about that is I don't see it like spelled out on the agenda. As far
I thought
as passing
it was part of the budget hearing, if I did the budget, I forgot to mention it.
So I think if we just include it in the budget, that we may have to actually pass the resolution or whatever it is next. Does that make sense?
Because
It wasn't specifically listed to make a motion on that resolution. I think we can include it in the budget approval. And even though I don't take mine, you better keep that amount in there in case I ditch out at any moment.
Right.
Get somebody else in there.
Alrighty, so that would be...
Sorry to be a pain.
Nope, that's perfectly legal and
everything's
well. So, anyway, we will table that till next meeting. And... that's all I have. Kim?
Do we vote on this one now?
Both of them, I think we can go.
Both.
I move to amend the 2025 budget as written, as presented.
From the town meeting.
From the public hearing.
Yeah, public hearing, sure.
There you go.
I second that.
So it's been motioned approved, or seconded, that we approve the budgets for the amended resolutions for the 2025 budget. All in favor?
Aye.
Misty? Pat?
Aye.
Okay, it's been approved.
And I also make a motion that we approve the proposed 2026 presented budget.
With, do we have to say anything about animal control?
Oh, with, that's, yeah, with the addition of a line item for animal control, expense of $1,000.
Second.
Been motioned second that we approve the 2026 budget as outlined with the $1,000 addition to animal control. All in favor? Misty?
Aye, sorry.
Melissa?
Aye.
Pat?
Aye.
Kim?
Aye.
It's approved.
Town celebration, everything is, I was a little bit nervous, but things are coming together really, really great. I think we're going to have a really good turnout. We're getting a lot of bigger support than we have in, on a lot of things. Some of our bigger ones in the past haven't done anything yet, so I'm hoping that still comes through. But we have gotten support from places that we've never gotten it before. So that's really exciting. Yeah. Yeah, some information that we got this week is, could be huge for us. Huge sponsors. Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. Bingo and craft night are, they were
24th and 25th.
Yeah. So hopefully everybody, craft night will be a 4th of July craft. Will be really fun. And bingo, we moved because of the rec center being rented on the 18th.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
Misty?
We had a planning and zoning meeting last night. I did, after the town council meeting the last time, get Dennis Mangum to voluntold to be on the planning and zoning commission. So I'd like approval of that name as well, if that's okay. The rest of it is the same as was presented last time. It's a really good mix of different opinions, which makes an awesome council. So. Should be good. We discussed the purpose of planning and zoning, the mandate to have a general plan, and where that mandate comes from. Nobody really wanted to read the code, but I did assure them that it was there. We reviewed Castell, Huntington, and Farron General's plan, and they all seem to like Huntington's. So we'll be discussing the second Tuesday of every month, which I forgot that is a bummer to you. We'll see if we can phone you in if we need to. We just want to establish those goals for the town. I asked everybody to think about where they see the town in 10 years and 50 years and keep that in mind as we create the goals and the general direction of movement for the town. No, that's it.
Okay.
The recording didn't work for that.
Okay, Melissa, do you have anything you want to add while you're here?
No.
All right. Pat?
Yes. Sir, it's my turn?
Yes.
Okay, CBSSD, speed tips are in. That was an entertaining day when they come to cut the pavement. I feel better. Dollars spending. That they're in, and I'm going to get some more guns and tape about signage. But I have an idea about
Street and what is the 100 West or 200 West? 200 West. Isn't that where Jesse lives, Mayor?
100.
200 West.
Hmm? It's between. Yeah. 100 West.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to find out, but I believe you can, in towns and cities, in residential areas, you can put up a multiple traffic sign. So if we get those, the dip sign and get it all legal and everything, we might consider doing that. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
I just wondered if we can increase the county police presence for a little while during those shift work changes, because now they're flying down First West and Third South.
That's what I was going to say. They've just changed their streets now.
Somebody went by my house about 6:30 this morning at about 65-ish miles an hour.
They just moved so from fast. Fourth to...
Yeah, they just moved up one block and scooted past Glasses.
Yeah. They're trying to make a point to do that stuff. And as soon as we get everything legal, I talked to the mayor, and we're going to get a meeting with the sheriff on it. And we're just going to request that when we've done everything legally we can do, we'd like you to make it miserable for them to go through our town like that. And I know Jack, you and him go back quite a ways, don't you?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Yep. Yep. We have some stop sign that we never put in, right? Yes. We were supposed to have that from the first year that I was here. We approved.
Didn't we find out that there was a law?
There was a law, but we could put a few
in. A couple,
in,
yeah, we could do a couple.
But we don't have them put them in. So.
Well, that's not a bad idea either. But I know it's legal for us to put it.
And we can get some speed limit signs, right? So 25, 25.
Oh, yes, that one that when you first turned down to 200 West, or 300, that's 200 West, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's been over and you can't hardly see it. It's clear over. We need a way bigger one right there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When you first turned west down that road.
Well, I think we could put a few right there and that down that same. We don't have this same problem on the north side of town.
There's no people on the north side of town.
So I have an idea, but I agree with you that I was going to talk to Bronco as well. So.
Yeah, I went down there and that wasn't received very well either.
So I heard that there might be less of a I can't verify anything, but I've heard that there might be some big stuff happening in Bronco.
I know they laid off 40 plus.
And I think there's more coming.
Mm-hmm.
So part of our problem might solve itself.
Whether we know it.
I mean,
that's the way we want it
no.
to be solved. But,
yeah,
that's
you're right.
Yeah, there will be less traffic.
Okay, so we're going to address that new issue to the best we can. Reach out to the officers and a few things that I've already tried to be doing. We'll go from there, and I appreciate your work with that and helping them with that.
Agreed.
There's a few things we'll need to see if we can't get Center Street and all the other town number. I don't understand. Anyway, I would really love some video or something, because if they're coming down shift changes, can I do it? Can I video it?
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Do you know
why
I mean?
Not?
Well, the sheriff just won't do anything. They have the same problem in Fair and with teenagers.
Yeah, I can, and I can file a complaint
mm-hmm.
with whoever is speeding. I'll sign that ticket complaint.
So can we take a picture of license plates, truck vehicles?
Yeah. Okay. And then we just have to file a complaint and then be able to stand up in court and say this was you, so.
I did it.
So, it'll work. We'll just keep going and try to fact check where we're going. Appreciate it.
Well, I think that's about all I have this.
Okay. Rick's not here.
Oh, the new meter.
We put it in the budget.
And then we are working on getting the gate up there. We already have a few people dumping wood back in the dumpster instead of just the burn pile. So we may need to put a sign on the dumpster and say the burn pile is 150 feet to the other.
You have a gate on the opening to the cemetery, but it's never closed. Could you move that gate?
Oh, that's true. Like, we never...
Yeah, we got to close
that cemetery. That way you wouldn't have to buy another gate. Move that gate back
we
there.
Right. The gate itself, yes, we can move that. Yeah. We just got to make some fence and some posts there to hold that. Yeah. So. Yeah.
I'm going to put it in the echo, too. I'm going to put it in the echo.
Yeah, and then...
Yes, also,
we'll just have to make some signage and stuff. And some, yeah, the wood was moved and is back again on Tuesday, so anyway.
No, they put more in.
Yeah, they put more in on Friday and it was took out, and then they put more in on Tuesday. It was full on Tuesday. So, anyway, just a few things.
Well, we really need to get on top of it.
Current sensors and cameras, so anyway. Yeah, so anyway, we'll get that and it'll save us money in the long run. So we'll just get it all set up in the next, trying to get everything in the spring has been chaotic. But we'll move through it and get to it as soon as possible.
Well, I appreciate you guys and your efforts to get it back open, back as a service to the public.
Yeah.
It's hard to get it back, so thank you.
Trying to make it manageable and for our townspeople.
Since I've had anything to do with city council in 2005, it's been a complaint.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we moved them 6 times.
Yeah.
But it's always going to be an issue, but I really appreciate that you guys are trying to make
it. So we're going to throw some cameras up, and then we will lock the gate when we're not available.
Yeah.
Control it. And so we got lots of places to hide cameras now. So we can find the offenders and be able to do that, because it's not the citizens of Emory, so is the biggest problem. And we're working on getting the tires should be cleaned up here pretty quick, so hopefully that all comes together and we can make this a beautiful change and workable for the community. We're going to go to the fire chief.
Okay, so first one I got is, we're bringing you for trainings back now. The funding is there. So we're going to start bringing you for back once a month. And they'll come down and teach you, starting off with the fire one, fire two basics and the fundamentals. So we'll do that once a month. And then August 7th and 8th is when we decide we're going to do the firefighter's garage sale. Talked with Annie, that was a good weekend to get it done, where there was time before and after. So we weren't rushed and pushed, and also gives Kyla and I a chance to advertise a little more and get things rounded up. After that, fireworks are here. They're already in my office. Also, along with that, Rick has done such a nice job up there where the dumpsters are, that we thought we might move the fireworks down off of the hill and put them right there in that, where the burn pile is, behind that gate. It's nice, it's all stoned and graveled, it's fire safe, we can get there easily with the trucks. We don't have to climb up on top of our material trucks anymore. Looking at that, maybe a pretty good possibility. Putting fireworks down there instead of up on the hill.
The complaint was when they were down lower before, was that nobody could see them. And I was at the park that first year, and you could barely see them at the park. So that would be my objection to moving them. Where they've been the last 2 years has been everybody has liked.
Okay.
They're more visible from the park.
Yeah.
There's some good ground ones.
So I would prefer that we keep it where you've done in the last 2 years. They've been fabulous up there.
Okay. We just thought we'd try and bring it down like Cleveland does. Cleveland brings it closer to the crowd, where the crowd can be closer to the bar, where they think that's great.
And they do. And if we could do them more like they do, I would be thrilled with that. But nobody wants them that close, like Cleveland does.
We set them off from the back of the park 1 year when the high fire danger, and it was a little sketchy. It made me nervous. Some of them go sideways, and you're right.
It's possible. You can go sideways. So if we can still do it back on fire, we'll go, it's fine. We just thought we would discuss another location close to the beach.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Other than that, that's all I have.
Cool.
That takes us to you guys.
So we did get approved for the cemetery grant. Our meeting with Kelly Chapel will be July 22nd, so that we can tell him what we want and get that started. We talked to Jack. Jack just said, you guys take over, you guys know what you need. So it'll be me, Chris, and Rick, because Rick knows the cemetery part, and I know the computer part. So we'll get that started and updated. We'll be able to update the cemetery kiosks.
In the meantime, if anybody's got stuff that's not on the kiosks, any members, maybe let us know, because there are some missing files. And we'd like to make sure everybody...
Could we get that on Facebook? So that if there's any...
Yeah, absolutely. Post office billboard. The Tourism Bureau is going to come and redo that for us. They're going to cover that. They're going to update it with anything we want on it. If anybody wants specific items or special things, maybe some different updated information on the church, they want to put that on there, and it can be something that evolves and changes as we want it to. They're going to do that for us. Also, the Spanish Trail, they are going to help us get silhouettes, the 6 horses, as well as the train that goes on top of the kiosk. We just need to decide where we want those placed. And they said anywhere on 10, because we are close enough to the Spanish Trail that we can place them on 10. And UDOT is going to update the maps at the rest stop as part of all this.
Okay.
If that's something you're
interested. A couple of initial spots that came to mind was at the rest stop, the rest area, but that would be hard for him to, then he's going to have to weed whack around them.
Yeah.
But that would be kind of cool.
I was thinking.
Or by the signs.
That's what I was thinking of, the Emery Town in or out sign, either one, if that's our property. By the
Emery
signs.
Are they flat, or are they?
Yeah, they're
really
flat.
They're like the ones that
they're quarter inch iron, is what are still.
Why couldn't they be just attached to the fence?
They're freestanding, they have their own thing, and so you can see them from both sides. So.
Okay.
They're not life size, but fairly close.
Yeah. I just never walked up to one and really looked at them.
And a gentleman from Cleveland is the one that makes them, and so he's giving us a really good deal on them.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if we want to put that on the Echo one, say where would people like them placed?
Mm-hmm. It's
a spot. Yeah, that would be something.
Get some input, maybe.
Yeah, so we get some input on.
Cool.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? New, old?
Yes. I chased Rick down today and let him know how good the cemetery looked. Because it does. It's improved a ton. We discussed a couple of spots that still aren't getting watered right, and he knows that. But I wanted him to know that it's looking better. I thought he needed an attaboy.
Yeah. From what he had to deal with when that first hit,
yes.
The whole town coming apart.
Yeah, and then he and I discussed the water out here, because I saw an issue when we left that meeting the other night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but, yeah.
That was nice. I'm sure you appreciated that.
Yeah.
I told him I'm not here to bitch. Because I made him stop his lawnmower and everything.
He's trying hard, and he's got a big learning curve for the yes. first year, so he's doing yes. a good job.
But I wanted him to know it was good. And he's consented to find a spot over in the shop for us to store the stove and the fridge that will eventually go in the old church because they are donated items.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows, Annie contacted mosquito abatement already. I don't know if anybody else is having trouble, but holy cow.
They should be spraying any day.
And then they're already scheduled for the
23rd.
Oh, good. To come and spray.
That's I'm spraying ready for it. Good, Jim.
So, yeah, they're pretty bad this year already, so, but they're scheduled.
That haven't been around.
It'd be nice to be home.
Yeah. I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.